getting older, it's harder to climb these stairs every time I come over here. I have to get on my hands and knees and come up them before long. It's good to be here tonight. I got a lot to talk about, and I got ADD or whatever that is, and I was sitting down here on the second pew thinking about everything I was going to say, and then I forgot all of it when I stepped up here. So y'all bear with me. When it's so happy to be back. I appreciate Brother Lawson calling me. You know I have Brother Lawson's phone number in my phone, stored in my phone, and I meet people all over the United States that ask me if I know him, because they hear him on preaching all the time on Facebook, and he really puts our ministry out front. So I met a guy probably about a week ago, and I was teaching over in I get the opportunity over in North Mississippi to speak in a rehab. They invite me there to speak to those guys that are lost. Every one of them in there is lost, and they're on drugs and alcohol, and I get to speak to them. A guy named Ralph invited him over there, and when I met Ralph, I told him I was Mitch Tillman with Harbor Evangelism. He said, "I know you. I listen to Brother Charles Lawson, and he talks about you all the time, or talks about your ministry all the time." And I said, I know Brother Lawson. He says, "You know him?" And I said, "Yeah, I got his phone number right here in my phone." I showed him. I said, "It's good to know a celebrity. Good to come here to a church got a celebrity pastor." And I'm not joking about that. I mean that. I really meet a lot of people that know Brother Charles Lawson because of his good biblical teaching and preaching. I remember the first time I came here with my dad about 20 years ago. Was when I came here the first time. Y'all been my partner with me for 20 years. You were one of the first churches that started supporting me individually. It was separate from my dad. And I remember listening to Brother Lawson teach Sunday school. And I was a new Christian. I was just amazed at how he taught. Such a good teacher. So I do listen to him on YouTube. And I tell him this every time I come here. I steal some of his messages and preach them in Mongolia. I can't do it here because somebody recognizes it. I believe old Charles Lawson preaches that. So it's good to be here. Before I get started, before I forget, I want to thank you. The last time we were here, I wrote a letter. I don't know if y'all read that letter or not, or if it really has any effect on you, because it is a letter. But y'all gave me such a love offering. It was the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I didn't spend it all on popcorn and bubble gum. I didn't do that. I did buy a little gas and food with it for the road. But your love offering was instrumental in us opening our fifth pro-life center. It was big. It was a big love offering. And my wife was in Mongolia, and we wired the bulk of that money over there, and we were able to furnish that place and get it up and running with that money. So because of your love offering that you gave to us this last time, there's women in that center now being saved, saving their babies, hearing the gospel. God even blessed us. You know, my wife and Tingus, you're going to meet Tingus in a little while if you want to. I'm going to bring him up anyway. So, but his mother is the director of our pro-life centers. So she's there full time in those centers. His mother does that, and my wife with my wife. And so we were able to also get a Korean lady and her Korean husband, who are from Germany. They're Baptists from Germany. And we know them pretty well and hired her. She's a doctor, and she works in one of the pro-life centers. And that's another soul winner we got in there working with us that lead those women to the Lord. And such a blessing that God has allowed us to have a ministry where we reach so many people with the gospel. That is the good thing that we do strive for in this ministry. Everything we do, every outreach ministry we got is geared towards giving the gospel to lost people. Mongolia is not like America. Mongolia is still open to the gospel. It's still fairly new to them. It's a poor country where everybody's very poor. Most people are. There's people there with money. But even the people that look like they're well off are not. The average income in Mongolia is about $800 to $1,000 a month is the average income. And it costs the same to live there as it does here. Same gas is the same. Food's the same. Rent's the same. And there's something about people turning to Christ, not money-wise, but the whole life of living in a country like Mongolia and want people to turn to Christ. America's got too rich and too comfortable. Amen. Our life is really comfortable here, and we've abused the blessings of God, and we take it for granted, and we're not thankful, and God is not blessing this country anymore, especially with people being saved. People are not turning to Christ like they did when I was young, when we lived a little bit rougher life back when I was a kid. So let's keep our country in prayer. I think if the Lord don't come back, we can have a revival in this country, but something bad's got to happen to have a revival. I don't think that just for no reason that we'll ever have a big revival in this country. So let's pray that that happens before something bad happens. But anyway, it's good to be here. And I don't know if I told y'all this. Who knows my dad, Tommy Tillman? I'd actually seen him and met him before. It's getting smaller and smaller as we get older, brother. My dad's been gone to heaven now for 2 years. And I don't know if y'all know this. I might have told you this last time I was here. But, you know, I was dad's son before he was a missionary. I was 6 years old before my dad was saved. So I lived a couple of years with him when I was real young, when he was in Tennessee Temple Bible College. And then he didn't pastor a church. He wasn't a missionary when I was with him. He started and planted a church outside of Alabama when I was about 17 years old over in a little town called Leeds, Alabama. And that church is still there today. They're one of our partner churches, too. I know the pastor really well. And so I grew up in the house there with Dad where he wasn't a missionary. He was a Christian. He was a preacher. He would go to churches and preach. But he became a missionary to the lepers in Thailand when I was a grown man. So I was married out of the house when he became a missionary to the lepers. But back when we were very young, Dad always wanted us to be on TV. I don't know if I told y'all this when I was here before. So he took us all out to California and tried to get us on a TV show out there. And he had a little bit of success with me. I actually was on TV in my younger days. Y'all don't know that, do you? Never heard that part of Dan? Well, I was on the Beverly Hillbillies. I was Jethro Bodine back when I was younger. That's a joke Dad never did. He never went to California. He despised all that stuff. Well, I'm going to speak a little bit. I've got my phone out. I want Tingus, if y'all don't mind, to get up here in about 15 minutes. I've gotten older, and I'll be 68 in a couple of months, and some of y'all older folks in here think that's young. And my mom always goes, well, your daddy, he did it. He was 84. And I go, well, I'm not, or 87. I go, well, I'm not my dad. He's a little bit different than I am. I can catch myself now at 68 going down a little bit. I'm not what I used to be. And mama goes, well, you're young. Well, I'll be 70 in 2 years. I believe I'm considered old when you get about 70. I might not be as old as I might live to be, but 70 years old is pretty old. I noticed before I left Mongolia, I've quit ranting and raving about going and preaching the gospel. A little bit more now, I'm always going, where are we going to eat lunch at today? You know, I'm not the guy I used to be. So God has given me a man that's going to take my place when God retires me. That's my nephew, and I'm going to bring him up here in a minute because God spoke to my heart about that. And we have a really good ministry, and Tingus is a young man, and Tingus loves the Lord, and he loves to see his people turn to Christ. And that's the reason we went to Thailand and Mongolia, was to plant works that was their works. It belongs to Christ and God, it belongs to them. It don't belong to me. God has called me to give it away when that time comes. And it's approaching, and it's getting closer and closer. So I wanted to bring Tingus and introduce him. And I hope that God will lead you to continue to support our ministry because our ministry is turning into something that Tommy Tillman wanted it to be, that God wants it to be. Dad didn't go to Mongolia and Thailand to hold on to it and to grip it and call it his. He went there to give it to Mongolians and Thai people, and that's what we're going to do with it. And God had called me to give it to a good group of people in Mongolia. My son's even there. I've got a son that works with Tingus. Ghana, y'all don't know him, but I adopted him when I married his mother years ago when he was 9. And he's almost 30, and he's over there directing our orphanage right now, overseeing that. and going to be overseeing our media web pages and stuff. He takes care of that stuff in Mongolia for us. So y'all pray for Tingus as he, God lifts him up, and I got a couple of years I'm going to spend with him. And we brought him back for the first time to America to go to churches with us. I want him to see what this side of the ministry is like. There's two sides of a missionary's ministry. Yes. There's a side they work, and then there's this side where we go and update churches and raise support and do all that. And he's been hanging out with us, and he told me yesterday he wants a banjo. So I think I'm turning him into a redneck a little bit, or a hillbilly. So y'all pray for him. He wants to take that back and learn how to play it Mongolia. He said he loves the banjo. So he must have a little Tennessee in him, I guess. So I want to bring just a little message and update you on what we're doing in Mongolia. And then I want to get Tingus up here and my wife. Tingus speaks English, but his English is it's about 40% where he can speak, where you understand him. He's got a lot of people understand him. He's got a Mongolian accent. It's not as bad as my accent, but it's hard for me to understand some of the words he says, because when you get older, your ears don't pick up those little voice inflections that you hear when you're younger. So maybe y'all can understand him a little bit better than I do. But if you can't, my wife is going to translate for him into English, and y'all can see what it's like when we teach and preach. In the country of Mongolia, we always use translators. And not that I even know American missionaries in Mongolia that speak fluent Mongolian, but they have to have a translator because of the thought process. Foreign country people in foreign countries process thoughts different. They all come out the same, but it's logic and reason are those two things that separate us from other cultures, the way they look at things logically and the way they reason with stuff. So my wife is a very good translator, especially when we teach women. She knows how to talk to Mongolian women, and I barely know how to talk to mine, so I know I can't talk to a group of them. So I do want to bring a little message today. If you'll turn in your Bibles to, I want to look at two verses today. Look at Genesis chapter 2. Go to Genesis chapter 2. It's a real short message, and it's mainly a message of gratitude. Genesis chapter 2, and let's read verse 19. Over in 1. And it says, "And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof." Let's bow our heads and let me pray real quickly here. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we love you, Lord. We thank you for the soul that was saved this morning, Father. We pray, God, that you'll get a hold of him and grow him, Father, in your word and in your truth and in your spirit, Father. We thank you, Father, for this message that I have today, Father. Let me just convey this message to the church, Father, and make them glad, Father, and we love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God, from the beginning of time, has called us to work with him, to do things with him. He's always wanted a relationship with us. It started in the Garden of Eden when he created men and women, and he's always loved that relationship. He's always asked us to work with him and to serve with him. You see here where he told Adam, gave him the authority to name the animals. The God of creation created everything with just speaking, but he asked us, lowly man, to name the animals. He said, "I'm giving you a job to do, and I want you to name these animals." And so ever since the Garden of Eden, God has wanted to work with us. And if you fast forward, you can turn over there, and I'm going to read something here, and I want to read it. See where I got it. I got it marked over here. Let's go to Mark chapter 16, and we still have that. He still wants to work with us. He still wants us to do stuff for him and take responsibility for certain things here in his kingdom on earth. And if you'll look at Mark chapter 16, and it's when Jesus rose from the dead and he came back. I want to bring a couple of points out to you here. And he says on verse 9, verse chapter 16, verse 9. And it said, "Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, and out of whom he had cast 7 devils. And then she went and told them that she had been with him, and they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not." She went back and said, "I saw Jesus," and they didn't believe her. She said, "We just don't believe." And after that, in another form, and after that, he appeared in another form, 2 of them, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue. Neither believed they them. They didn't believe the witness either, that he had risen from the dead. Afterwards, he appeared unto the 11, as they sat at meat, and upbraided. That word upbraided, that means severe. That means that he really got on to them. After he appeared unto the 11, as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief. Means he got on them pretty heavy for not believing in what he said. Now, you know, that kind of flies in the face of the picture that they show of Jesus always being, having a halo over his head, walking around real calm. If you look up this word upbraided, it means he really got on them severely. So when you read the rest of this, remember that he's angry when he's saying the rest of this. He's not just talking, but he's mad because nobody believes that he rose from the dead. And he said, and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And then he said unto them, he said, "Go with them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he is not that not believeth shall be damned." Now I think what we've done in this country, God has asked us to go preach the gospel to every creature. That's from Knoxville all the way around the world. And I really appreciate churches like this that work with missionaries that make that possible where we can go do that. But there's one thing that I think that we have forgotten in our work, and missionaries do it too. I've run into this all the time, that people are dying and going to hell. Can you imagine that? That there's people are going to die and go to hell? Sometimes we block that out. You know, we don't think about that. That there's actually a place called hell and people are going there. We look at it very casual, nonchalant. We don't get excited about it. And I just thank the Lord that when he saved me when I was 47 years old, 21 years ago I was saved, that I've never lost my compassion for people that's dying and going to hell. That I want to keep this ministry going. I want people in Mongolia and Thailand to be saved. And I want to thank you, church, for working with God and working with us and other missionaries where that we can reach lost people that are dying and going to hell with the gospel. And I just appreciate that. I'm amazed. I can never get over being saved. Can y'all get over that? You remember when you were born again and you stepped out of darkness into light? I just can't get over that. I can't believe it happened to me. I lived 47 years walking in this world thinking everything was okay till I met Christ. He changed everything. And that's what we're doing in Mongolia and Thailand, trying to change people's lives for eternity. And with that compassion, and I've got a young man that's got the same compassion that I do for lost people, that he wants to see people saved. He don't want anybody to go to hell, and we don't either. But what I want to do, if I can, before I bring Tingus up, I'd like for him to come up and give his testimony. I want to kind of update y'all a little bit on what's going on. And Tingus has got plans for 2023 that God has put on his heart that he wants to do and see happen in Mongolia. So we're going to work with him on that and see if we can help him make it happen. So y'all listen to him when he comes up. I want to update you on Thailand and then a little bit of Mongolia, and I'm going to turn it over to Tingus and let him get up and speak for a few minutes. I don't know if y'all know this, but the missions in Thailand that Dad started probably 40 years ago, there's a cure for leprosy. I think that I might have told y'all that last time I was here. And it's actually a very easy cure. Took them years to find it, but if you just take the medicine, you'll be cured of it. We have lepers in our leper home that don't have arms, hands, or legs, and their faces are missing, some of their faces, but they don't have leprosy. That was the leprosy before they were cured. So you can actually cure leprosy while it's raging in your body now. You used to have to take it early to cure it, but now there's a cure for it. But there's still people, just like there is here, that just won't take the pill. They just don't take the medicine. And they come into our leper home, and we have 10 lepers right now in our leper home. And a couple of them are pretty severe. And our workers are having to feed them by hand, and they're in diapers. And the two that are in there now in diapers that can't go to the bathroom on their own or eat on their own, they're just eat up with leprosy. And they're mentally, the leprosy's mentally ate them up, and they're not right. So we have our workers working with them and taking care of them. We got some really good workers in Thailand that work with us. They've been with us for years. And the people that are doing that are not saved. The one thing that our Thai ministry does, we bring lost lepers into our home. And they have to go to Bible study every day and go to our Sunday church meetings to stay in our home for free. And a lot of them get saved. A lot of them don't, but a lot of them turn to Christ and are born again. That's where the ministry's at now. It's just a continual in and out of lepers that fall through the cracks, that come in, hear the gospel. And we love that ministry because it's a real low-cost ministry to operate. So it's very affordable. And we're still praying. If anybody's interested in going to Thailand to serve in that ministry, see me after the meeting. We'd love to help you do that. It's already there waiting for somebody to come, so feel free to come to me and we'll talk about it after the service today. One of the reasons that God put it on my heart to get somebody working with, we've been praying for it for a couple of years, that God would send somebody. When I was in Mongolia a few months ago before we went to Thailand, my blood pressure shot up to about 225 over 180 and wouldn't go down. I mean, it would just stay there. It wouldn't go down. I got medicine. We have a doctor at our orphanage, and we called her over, and she brought some Russian medicine that you inject, and it brings it down. It brought mine down to normal, but it only lasts about 10 hours, and then it would shoot right back up after it started wearing off. So when I left and we went over to Thailand, when I landed in Seoul, Korea, after about a week of that, I got scared that I was going to have a stroke. So we went to Thailand. When I landed in Seoul, Korea, my blood pressure went down to normal. And I went back over to Thailand, no problem at all. Stays normal in Thailand. So I don't know if God's calling me to go full-time in Thailand and just let Tingus have Mongolia and run that part of it or not. So we'll pray about that too. But I've got my heart doctor gave me some new medicine and said it should work in Mongolia. He said the medicine that he gave me works on my mental state to calm down the, it's real tough. Mongolia is a very stressful country to live in. So he said it's supposed to keep me calm where my blood pressure won't go up. So y'all pray for that. If I go back over there and that medicine don't work, I don't know what I'm going to do. So y'all keep me in prayer on that. So our new pro-life center is working. We're still seeing about 10 to 20 women a day that come in there and are witnessed to. We got a lot of women turning to Christ. Every day I hear reports about women over there getting saved in that. We got a lot, and our work is continually going. It continually goes with our feeding centers, our orphanage, our pro-life centers, our children's churches, our hospital. And Tingus has got some stuff I'd like for Tingus to come up with Baljama right now. Tingus has got some works that he wants to talk to you about. I'm going to leave this here. You want to come up here, Tingus? You can stand up here. Yeah, wherever. Here's your phone, everybody. And I want him to go in kind of detail about it, about what he wants to do. Okay, this is Tingus. He's my nephew. His grandfather was my wife's dad. He was our first pastor. His name was Shagder Job. Dad led him to the Lord about 30 years ago, and he passed away here a few years back. And then his dad was our second head pastor named Mudrin, and he passed away. His dad passed away with an aneurysm on his aortic artery, and that left Tingus. He's the only son of his dad. And so God called him to preach. He preaches in Mongolia. He's not a pastor, but he preaches. And he's a good young man, so y'all make him welcome if you can.
Thank you. За бүгдээр нь баярлалаа анч ирсэнд их баяртай байна. Тэгээд их сайхан цуглаан байна. Сайхан хүмүүс байна.
Thank you very much. So I'm very happy to meet you all. It's very nice welcoming churches. Beautiful church and beautiful people.
Тэгээд энэ олон жилийн турш би Лавсан пастрын номлыг сонсч ирсэн юм байна.
I said, I just realized in the last past so many years I was hearing a preaching, Brother Lawson, not Mitch. This is a joke.
Тэгээд миний нэрийг Тэнгис гэдэг. Тэгээд угаасаа хүмүүс юу н яахгүй байгаа. Сайн цэжлэг байгаа. Тийм болохоор та нар намайг зүгээр T гэдээ дуудаж болно.
So my name is Tingis. People having a hard time to remember my name, so you can call me T if you would like.
Тэгээд би одоо өөрийнхөө гэрчлэлийг хуваалцах юм аа.
So I would like to tell you how I got saved.
За тэгээд манай өвөө болохоор Монголын хамгийн анхны одоо ихний хитэн баптист пасторуудын нэг байсан.
So my grandpa was one of the first pastors in Mongolia, Baptist preacher in Mongolia.
Тэгээд Томми Тэлм мишнертэй нийлээд тэр хоёр сүм байгуулад.
So and then brother Tommy come to Mongolia and started a church in Mongolia a long time ago.
Тэр сүмд манай аав явдаг байсан.
So my daddy used to go to that church and became a Christian.
Тэгээ манай аав тэнд аврагдсан. Дараа манай аав пастор болсон.
And then after he got saved and he became a pastor.
Тэгээд нэг юм өглөө юу 3 цагийн орой байсан. Манай аав гэртээ хурж ирээ, шинэ гэрээний навтай библтэй хурж ирээд.
There was a one night my daddy come was a 3 a.m.
3-р өдөр.
Was a Wednesday. Wednesday and my daddy come with a New Testament at home.
Тэгээ манай аав бид үед хаал хийж өчөө тэгээ өрөөнд ороод юм хийчих чаг шиг болсон. Тэгээд бид үед манай дүү би баг дүүтэй амьддаг гэсэн бит хоёр тэгээд унтах гад явсан.
So my daddy went to his room so, and then daddy cooked so we all ate and we went to our bed.
Тэгээд үежсэн чинь шүүн гинт нэг чимээ гараад тэгээ намайг унтчихахаас сэрээсэн.
So and I heard a noise in the middle of a night and it woke me up.
Тэгээ би очиж харсан чинь манай аав бөөдөн дээр ингээд сүхэр цуваад залбираад бас уйлж исэн.
So and I saw and there was my daddy was in the living room and front of the couch on his knees and praying and
Тэгээд би аавас яагаад ма та ингээд уйлаад байгаа юм бэ? Юу болсон бэ? Зүгээр үү гэж асуусан. Яагаад манай аав цагдаа байсан? Би хизээж аавгаа юм тэгж уйлаа сууж гэнэ гэж бодоагүй.
And then while he was praying, he was crying, and then he just thought, Daddy, are you okay? Why are you crying? And my daddy was a police officer, and he was a tough man. I never seen my daddy crying before.
And
then my daddy told me there is a God. And then my daddy explained it to me what is sin and there is a God in the heaven and if you accept the Christ, Jesus Christ, you will be spend eternity with your loved one.
Тэгээд намайг тэмэрэн үү гэхээр нь би тэгьяа. Тэгээ яаж одоо диваж нь очиж яаж ухаан дэчих юм гэсэн чинь заа чи өөрийнхөө амаараа хүлэн зөвшөөр сэтгэл зүрхэндээ Иесус Христийг чиний төлөө заарма дээр цовлогсон гэж амаараа хүлэн зөвшөөр сэтгэлтэй бодох юм бол болно гэж хэлсэн.
And then I told my daddy, yes, of course I want to heaven. I want to be with you. But how can I go to heaven? How can I come to God? And then daddy said, if you believe in Jesus and in your heart and accept him as your personal savior, and you will be, you can come to Christ.
Тэгээд манай аав надад яаж залбирахыг зааж өгсөн. Тэгээ бид хоёр хамт залбирсан.
And then my daddy taught me how to get saved and he taught me how to pray. So we prayed together with my daddy.
Тэгээд яг тэр өрөөл би аврагдсан. Тэр өрөөл би яг Бурханд итгэдэг болсон.
And that night I accepted the Christ and I decided and became a son of God.
Amen.
Thank you. байлаа. Тэгээд харамсалтай нь 10 жилийн дараа манай аав яг тэр ер нь би яг 7 настай аварсан тэрнээс хойш яг 10 жилийн дараа манай зүрхний одоо юугар хэлсэн шиг миш хэлсэн шиг нас урчихсан.
But I got saved when I was 7 years old and after 10 years after 10 years when I was 17 years old my daddy passed away of the sudden death.
Тэгээд надад их хүн туссан. Тэгээд би одоо их хүн туссан. Тэгээд
That was very hard for me.
Тэгээд 10 жилийн дараа тэгээд би даг тэр үед яг аав нас арахад яг ингээд бүх дурсамжуудаа бодсон.
And then when my daddy passed away, I was thinking about my daddy. I started thinking about.
Тэгсэн чинь бид хоёр ингээд хамтдаа ижсэн хамгийн гоё дурсамж нь болохоор яг тэр өдөр нөгөө намайг аварч байхад бид хоёр ингээд залбирж ирсэн байсан.
So that was my best moment with my daddy is when my daddy led me to the Lord and we my prayed with my father.
Тэгээд тэр үед яг надад юу гэж санагдсан бэ? Эхлээд нөгөө нэг бурхан нөгөө нэг хэлсэн мэдэн штэ. Үр жимсээр нөгөө нэг хүнийг үр жимсээр нь таныг таньнаа гэж хэлсэн мэд чаныг мэдэх батнаа гэж хэлсэн байдаг. Тэгээд би манай зөндөө ол үйлчлэл хийж исэн. Гэтэ би аваха хамгийн том бахаргуулсан үйлчлэл хамгийн том бахаргуулсан үр жимс нь байхыг гэж тэр үед хичээсэн. Тэр үед хүссэн.
Then when I was thinking about what kind of life my daddy lived is you know the person by the fruit what you did. My daddy planted a bunch of seeds and he planted a bunch of he told many many people about Christ. So I was one of his fruits and it was I was very proud of my daddy and then I thought I am the I'm the one of his fruit and I became a Christian. That's my biggest moment in my life. I was very proud of my daddy.
Тэгээ тэрнээс ошурн тэгээд сүм чуулганд аваачлаа гэж бодсон.
And then after that I decided to help my church more.
Тэгээд намайг 24 настай байхад миж хамт ажиллах уу гэдэг санал тавьсан.
So when I was 24 years old I started working with brother Mitch.
Тэгээд одоо би одоо 28 хүрнэ.
So I will be 28 this year.
Тэгээд ямартай ч өөрийнхөө одоо энэ сүмч болгоныг манай өвөө одоо өвөө манай өвөө миний аавыг аварсан дараа миний аав намайг аварсан. Тэгээд яг энэ аварлуудаар дамжуулаад энд би байгаа. Тэгээ хэрвээ хамгийн анхнаасаа Harbor Evangelism гэж байгаагүй тийм мишнэрүүд очиагүй байсан бол манай өвөө аврахгүй байсан, манай аав аврахгүй байсан, би ч гэсэн энэ ч ингэ зөксөж явахгүй байсан. Тийм болохоор энэ ч байгаа итгэж ханд үстэй хэлэхэд би та нарын хамгийн том одоо энэ ч байж болох хамгийн ойроо саарч болох залбирлын хариулт нь байж магадгүй хаа.
So and then my grandpa when brother Tommy went to Mongolia and then he led my grandpa to Lord and then my daddy became a Christian and then I am a Christian so I'm a third generation of Christian so I would think that I if brother Tommy never if you did not send brother Tommy to Mongolia if he never went to Mongolia my grandpa or my daddy I wouldn't be here I wouldn't be a Christian. There is many other Christians in Mongolia. So I would say I am a living proof and God's prayer works and a living proof of your labor. Yeah. Thank you for supporting and praying.
So that
without the people there would be no church.
Тэгээ сүм нь ахгүй бол мишнэрүүд байхгүй.
So if there is no missionaries there would be no churches.
Тэгэхээр шинэ одоо үндэстэнд хүрч чадахгүй.
And then there would be nobody going to get saved and
тэгээ таа нчээр зүгээр ирээ сууж байгаагаараа дэлхийн ерөнхий ертөнцид байгаа над шиг маш олон хүмүүс маш том залбирлаар маш том билэг өгч байгаа шүү.
So when you come and he sit here and then when you serve the Lord when you support and pray for us you're doing a biggest gift to the people like me in another side of the world and people hearing the gospel and getting saved.
Тэгэхэд мичхэн хэлсэн шиг 2023 оны төлөвлөгөө юм бол
So brother Mitch asked me to tell what my plan for 2023
Тийм, бид айгүй олон зүйл төлөвсөн ба гэхдээ гурван том зүйлийг би энэ ч дурдмаар байгаа маа.
Yeah, we're going to keep continuing the many other works as well, but I have three big plans.
Тэгээд хамгийн ихнийх нь болохоор дахиад шинээр хүүхд тоолох төв хүүхд одоо нөө юуны хажууд хогийн цэгийн хүүхдүүдэд болон хогийн цэгийн хажууд гадуур байгаа хүүхдүүдэд хүүхдийн хааллах төв дахиж шинээр нэг байрхийг зорж байгаа.
So I would like to start another feeding. We would like to start another feeding station and another landfill, another side of the city. So there is kids and the hungry kids. We would like to start one and tell them about Christ.
Тэгээд хоёрт нь болохоор өөрсдийн гэсэн кемптэй болъё гэж бодож байгаа. Тэгэх юм бол энэ чага та нар ч гэсэн дээр хурж иж болно. Үлийн кемп бийж болж болно. Зууны кемп бийж болно. Англи хэлний кемп бийж болно. Маш олон төрлийн кемп бийж болно гэж бодож байна.
And then a second thing we're praying about, we would thinking about praying about to have our own campsite so we can have our yearly summer camp. And then not only camp on during the summer, we can have a winter camp too. So we have an English club, so we can take the kids over there, and then we have a camp for all year round with a youth group and Bible study, and then we would like all of you come and help our camp too.
Тэгээд гуравт нь болохоор сайн мэдээний вебсайт нээхийг зорж байгаа.
And then we would like thinking about praying about to have a web page with the gospel in Mongolian language.
За тэгэх юм бол одоо урд байгаа монголчууд, хойно байгаа монголчууд, баруун байгаа, зүүн байгаа гээд монгол хүмүүс монгол үндэстэнд хүрэх гэдэг их тохирох хурдан хүрнэ. Бас айгу олон хүн хүрнэ.
So we're thinking because it's that we can use the internet to share a gospel so that people in northern part of Mongolia, southern part of Mongolia, east and west, they can click it and see and hear a gospel.
Тэгээд тэгээд ийм зүйлүүдийг зорьсон ба ямар ч тач биднээс энэ ч одоо өрсөнд баярлаа.
That's our prayer.
And 2023.
So thank you the pastor and thank you brother Sam.
Тэгээ Монголын талаар ямар нэг асуулт байвал надаас асуугаарай. Монгол руу хэрвээ mission trip хийх гэж байгаа бол надтай холбогдоорой. Эсвэл мичтэй холбогдоорой. За тэгээ надад ямар нэгэн эсвэл урд айл англи хэлний уу сатрын англи хэл замаар байгаа бол надад холбогдоорой.
So thank if you want to if you have any question, please free to ask me. And then if you have if you would like to help our camp ministry, so please contact Brother Tommy. No, Brother Mitch, I'm sorry. Yeah. And if you want to teach me Southern English, please contact me.
We did, nice.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you.